Welcome to Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris, episode 3. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 3. I am so excited to get this out to you guys and to talk to you guys a little bit about another one of our questions. I've got a really, really good one today. But before we get into questions, I want to do some shout outs. I'm really excited to be doing these. These shout outs are people who have left reviews over at iTunes or sent me an email or sent me a tweet or posted something nice to me on Facebook, or they can come from anywhere. I really like you to leave a review over at iTunes, and the two that were shout outs we're featuring today are both from iTunes. So without further ado, here are our shout outs. Our first one is from Laura KD, and it says, Stacey cuts through the social media clutter. Stacey's very first podcast made me feel clearer about my social media strategy and more confident that I'm focused on the right social media outlets for my business. Can't wait to hear the next episode. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Laura. I'm super excited that you left a review. Thank you. And our shout out number 2 comes from Jules, keeping it real. If you've been trying to figure out how to find your voice in the noisy world of social media, this podcast is for you. Stacey keeps it real and explains how to put more of your personality into what you do online. Thanks, Jules. I particularly love that one because that's so important to me. Letting yourself be you and getting the real you out is a key part of finding your social media success. So definitely, definitely, definitely love that. What we're going to be tackling today is another kind of a touchy subject, I think, for a lot of people. What we're going to be talking about is Facebook ads and whether or not you have to have them, how to make them work, things like that. Now, full disclosure, I go way deep into this in the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing. So if this is something you're totally lost on and you want somebody to literally hold your hand, walk you through step by step how to use that, that's going to be your best bet. Go to rockstarguidetofacebookmarketing.com to hear about that, or I'll link to it in the show notes. So thestaceyharris.com/episode3. But today I am going to cover kind of how to use them and where to use them. First things first, you don't have to use ads to make Facebook effective. Facebook can be really, really effective without spending even $1 on ads. No one is going to come hold your coffee hostage and say, use ads or I will never let anyone see your page. The thing that's going to make your page stand out to people and the thing that's going to get eyes on your page is engaging with your community. Networking, using it as a tool to communicate, not a tool to blast things, okay? It is a phone, not a megaphone. So you want to have a two-way conversation there. You want people to respond to your stuff. You want to respond to your stuff, to other people's stuff, and you want to respond to people that are responding to you. That's going to be really, really key. Without that engagement piece, you're going to be missing out on the whole point of Facebook, which is making those connections, nurturing that relationship, and that is what leads to sales. In today's economy, it is not about buying the cheapest. It is not about buying the one that happens to be available in your area. It's not even about buying the one who does the best job. It's about buying from the person who you've connected with. It's about buying from the resource that really has planted a seed in your heart and in your mind and made you realize that that is who you want to do business with. There are places in my neighborhood that I could go to buy things that are literally bike rides away, 1 minute drives away. And I drive further away because I don't want to do business with those stores. I order takeout from places where I pay more because I don't want to do business with the company that charges me less. I don't want to, you know, there are places I don't go because I don't want to do business with that company for whatever reason. It could be, an emotional reason. It could be a theological reason. It could be, a conscience issue, whatever it may be. There, in the online space, there are service providers I use because I like them. Yes, they do a really good job, and that helps. But also, I like them as people. I want to support their business. And beyond that, the people I refer business to, the people who I say, oh my gosh, this person is awesome, are people who I like, who I've built relationships with. Some of them I've never spent time with in person. Some of them I have spent time with in person. Whatever it may be. The people you hear featured on this show are people who I know, people who I want to tell you guys about, people who I want to put in a spotlight and say, look how freaking cool this person is. So that happens because I've built relationships with them. So I've kind of gotten off the whole Facebook tangent, but use Facebook to cultivate those relationships. Use Facebook as a tool to make those connections, because that's what leads to referrals. That's what leads to buys. That's what leads to new clients. That's what leads to big business. So if you do want to use ads, which I also use because I want to reach new people, or I want to get my brand in front of new people, or I just want to make sure that a lot of people see something and are reminded of it and maybe see it more than once, I do. I use boosted posts occasionally because I think they're really easy to use, and if you have really good content, can be really beneficial. If you have shitty content, it doesn't matter how well you boost it, it's not going to transfer. It's not going to convert. It's not going to get people to like the link. It's not going to get people to click the link. It's not going to get people to buy your stuff because it's crappy, okay? It's got to be good stuff. So boosted posts can be really good. When you're using boosted posts, remember you don't have to just put that in front of the friends of your fans. You can also target those boosted posts by choosing age range, location, and gender, I think are your three options. So be sure to target those however you want. I usually kind of flip back and forth. Sometimes I use friends of fans. Sometimes I get really specific with ages and locations and things like that. If I'm boosting a post for me talking about something I have going on that's going to be somewhat local, maybe it's an event I'm going to be speaking at, I'll actually target that post to a specific area. But generally, if I'm going to get that targeted and I really want to dive in that deeply and that specifically, I'm going to use the Power Editor. So the Power Editor is going to be where you can get really, really clear on who it is you want to see your advertisements and where you want your advertisements to be. And you can nail down a really, really specific audience. Like I said, I walk through this in the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing, but there's also a lot of really great guides you can find online just by Googling. I'll actually include the instructions on how to install the Power Editor so you can get in and look around. And if you have questions, be sure to submit them for future episodes. I'm happy to answer them. If you really want somebody to walk through with you, like I said, the Rockstar Guide will help you with that. But be sure to really make sure you're maximizing that tool. Get specific, but also don't get so specific that you narrow down your audience so that no one sees your ad because no one fits into it. You definitely want to still have a reach of 100 to 200,000 people. You don't want to get it nailed down so specifically where only 2,000 people fit that mold, because you have to account for conversions. You have to account for people actually clicking the buy from there. So definitely make sure you're getting targeted. The third thing that really makes, or that it's worth mentioning about ads, because I've talked about boosted posts, I talked about the Power Editor. The third piece that really is key, is have a clear call to action. Just like in your blog posts and your sales pages and anything else, you have to kind of tell them what you want them to do. If you are engaging with them and you want them to click something, you have to tell them to click it. Maybe your advertisement is trying to drive traffic over to your Facebook page and increase your likes. Fantastic. Tell them to like your page in the ad. Tell them to opt into your email newsletter in the ad. Tell them to click the Buy Now button and join your program in the ad. Give them a really clear call to action, because without that call to action, you'd be surprised how many people. It's not that they don't know what to do. It's not that they don't, consciously know, oh, this is an advertisement, I should click the Buy Now button if I want to buy this. It's making it really easy. It's making them, use it Buy Now. Okay, Buy Now. you know, hit the comments with your feedback. Okay, I'll comment with my feedback. It's making it really clear where you want them to go. You know, the same logic is given to us when we talk about landing on a website. You need to guide them down the path you want them to go. If you want them to land on your free updates page so they get into your newsletter, you need to tell them to get onto your newsletter. You need to tell them to hit that opt-in button. You need to tell them to fill out that form. If you want them to join your webinar because you've built a landing page for it, you're driving traffic to it, great. Once they're there, you need to tell them to sign up for the webinar. It's all about your call to action. So I kind of dumped a lot on you today. We talked a little bit about Boosted Posts, a little bit about the Power Editor, and a little bit about just ways to make your Facebook page work better so you don't need advertisements. I really want to reiterate that no one is forcing you to buy ads. The algorithm for Facebook is not out to get you. I think that's something that we all really, really get frustrated with sometimes. And we think, oh my gosh, Facebook is trying to screw small businesses and they're trying to make us make ads. It's not true. You just have to work the system. With that said, that wraps up another Q&A episode. Thanks again for sending in your questions. Be sure to send them to podcast@thestacyharris.com. Head over to iTunes right now, leave a review, leave your 5-star rating, email me if you have questions, connect with me at Hit the Mic hashtag on Twitter or Facebook or Google+ or wherever you want to use your hashtags. I'm super, super excited to hear from you guys. And that's been my favorite part of having this around, is getting to engage with you. So be sure to leave me your feedback. I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.